It's 8:56, 57 degrees. It's time for a check on the commodity markets. This morning, we bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And we're seeing the grain markets back off from overnight highs. We're down about 4 cents in both the corn and the beans and the wheat. And the market looks to be taking a little bit of a breather. Perhaps we're seeing some funds come back in and do a little bit of selling, taking profits from longs they put on earlier this week. There is an awful lot of market hype about looking towards Tuesday's crop production report and what that will show. Probably won't be as big an event as the October report will be. On the corn side of things, Brian, right now, December corn's at 356 and three quarters, down 4 1/4. Really need to see that December corn get back above 363. I think our high this week has been 362 yesterday. A close over that 363 would probably give us another 8 or 10 cents upside. The March corn at 369 and a quarter is down 4 1/4. The November beans at 966 and 3/4 are down 4 3/4 cents. The January's at 975 and a half are down 5 1/4. On the wheat side of things, all over the place, the December wheat, 441 down 4 3/4. New crop July, 488, just made a new low there, 5 1/4 cents lower. The meal market's been kind of leading the bean side of things this week. Having seen a rally, we're down about $1.50 this morning. Again, we're looking forward to the Tuesday report, no export bookings report. That typically comes out Thursday morning, but that's delayed till Friday. We are starting to see talk about bean acres moving just slightly higher in Brazil. They will begin planting beans next week. The government imposes a start date on planting at September 10th. November beans hasn't been able to get above 984. That would be 50% retracement of this recent downside move. On the livestock side of things, we're stronger today. Packers did show a little bit of spark in the late Wednesday trade, but the Fed cattle are suggesting that we're going to see some higher prices paid today. October live cattle at 106.80 are up $2.10, while the D's at 111.50 is up $1.82. Feeder cattle also seeing strength. Good interest in cash feeders, especially in the heavier weights, the 700, 750 pounders this week. The October feeders at $145.97 is up $2.27. On the hog side of things, we're seeing some pressure that's probably unwinding some spreads. Have been long hogs, short the live cattle this week on spreads. The hog market's down anywhere $1.30 to $1.15. The December futures at $59.12 is down $1.15. On the outside market, we've seen a strong move higher in the crude oil during the week. Took the nearby crude above $49. We're now just slightly below that at $48.94. That's down 22 cents on the morning. The gold market continues to work higher as the European markets are starting to show a little more strength. On the the dollar index is continuing to work lower. We're down 43 cents this morning at 91.81. It's been a rough ride for the dollar just recently. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Appreciate your information here on this Thursday morning.